third parak of Makkos Mishnah Yudalit, fourth Mishnah. Hakoyrei koyrei, as this person is getting the lashes, somebody calls out, like Tishma Lazarus, if you do not do the Ratzon Hashem, or transgress the commandments of Hashem, you will get Malkus. The Hivla Hashem is Malkus Yisefo, it's Malkus, it will give you great Malkus. And then afterwards, when he finishes that pasuk, he goes back to the beginning again. Shmatem as divrei abris hazoyis, he should keep his covenant. Choizim, he ends. Tulirachon yichaperovan, the merciful God should atone for this person's hazoyis. Choizim l'tchilas hamikra, and then he goes back again. When he finishes that, he goes back again to the beginning of the pasuk. In meis tachas v'yodoy potter. If the person died as he was getting Malkus, the one who gave him Malkus is potter, because it's a mitzvah to do so. Shoigig is a chiddush, because even though we should say that he should get Malkus, he should go to Golos, because he did it b'shoigig, but also someone who killed while he's involved in a mitzvah is not go to Golos. But if he added an extra strap to the this thing that he was giving Malkus with, then he does get the Malkus, because this is not part of the mitzvah. He should have had the right amount. Miskalkel, if the one was getting Malkus, something happened to him, Bein Berei, Bein Remaim, from fright, he started going to the bathroom, either for rave, excrement, or for urine, potter. That embarrassment is enough to potter him. A male who's getting Malkus only gets potter if he got to the point of having the excrement come out, whereas a woman, even if human urine comes out, that potters her from getting any more Malkus.